What's up, everybody? This is the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. Let's go. And we going. Yeah, welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
This is Rob.
This is your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Yeah. And we're excited about our podcast where we bring our conversations to you about how we feel about the world, family, life, relationships.
Whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah. I don't even know what's going on. But if you haven't checked out our previous episode, make sure you check us out. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. If you go on our link to our Instagram, you can, or Facebook, you can click our link and you can decide wherever you want to listen to our episodes. But please make sure, you know, check us out. Give us some feedback. Let us know how you feel about the show. I don't know if you feel that we're making an impact in your life or keeping you laughing, you know, your ride to work, whatever. Give us some feedback and let us know. But what's up, people? How y'all feeling?
Feeling good. Feeling real, real good, man.
Like, yeah, I bet.
This is one of my favorites, y'all. This is we're about to do it.
Yeah.
We're about to do it. Can I leak it? Can I leak it?
Don't leak nothing. Tell the people how your week's been. How about that?
All right. I'm not going to rain in my parade, man.
Nah, you can leak it. I'm only joking.
It's all good. My week's been good, man. Just, you know, chilling, coming off vacation, ready to go back to work, unfortunately. But other than that, everything's good, bro. Happy to be alive. Happy to be back with y'all.
Yeah.
What happened to ladies first?
Oh.
You seen your boy Rob just jump right in there, right?
I'm really excited. So
I am excited, Renisha. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right. Well, I'm okay. You know, full transparency. Not really feeling my best self lately, but I'm hanging in there. I'm there.
Yeah, with me, I feel it's a good weekend so far. I can't complain at all. You know, my baby girl made me proud of her today. She got two daggone little trophies for running track for a 4-year-old. Yes,
can we get some applause?
That's what's up. Rob, if you let me get to it, you'll hear it. Jeez. All
man, right. You a little slow today to the drums.
It's all good.
I'm happy on that part, you know. I got a little athletic child up in my life now. You know, two of them.
That's what's up.
Hey, I'm proud. You know, I got to see it. That's why I was tired like crazy this morning, but it was worth being tired, you know?
Sure. Track meets be starting early.
Yeah.
She's running like she had horse legs.
That's hilarious. I guess I'll jump in. Rob already went. My week's been good. I'm excited to be recording again. You know, it's always a good time when, you know, the crew gets together and start recording. But other than that, it's all good. I get to see a couple of my, minus Renisha, I get to see a couple. I just get to see Joaquin and Rob in a couple of weeks. So,
I guess. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But I'll be back in town at the end of March. So, you know, we'll be able to do a live recording if it fits with everybody's schedule.
Yes, it will. Okay. No doubt.
Yeah. What was that, Rob?
I didn't say nothing, Darnell. I said, okay. That's all I said.
I'm surprised. I was just making sure. I wanted people to hear.
That's it. Anyway,
this is an exciting show. Rob, won't you tell everybody, you know, since you're the reigning champ, you know, this is our second annual what, Rob?
Wait, can you say that I'm the reigning what?
You were a temporary champ, but, you know.
Here we go.
You were the reigning champ of last year.
Listen, people. It's Rob here, man. You're reigning Black History Month champion.
Yeah.
You know, coming in again, you know, so it's only right that I get this started since I absolutely dominated the last time we were out here. You know what I'm saying?
Dominated?
So now you got me by one question.
hey, that don't matter, man. You bring up old stuff. You bring up old stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's Rob, a defense.
Rob like act like it was a blowout, Joaquin.
You know,
like,
I let everybody go. I let everybody go. It's my time now.
Wow.
It's my time now. I let everybody go.
The champ I got you.
The champ is speaking. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, we're back here again for the second annual Y'all Ain't Easy Black History Month champion.
Yeah.
Championship. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Trivia.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Here's some applause right there. Yeah, yeah. That's what's up. Second year. Let's
but,
get it.
Because I won last year, you know what I'm saying? We have some rules here that the winner the next year gets to be the announcer or the one that brings the questions forward.
Can I be honest?
So I'm sorry?
You kind of told us you were actually doing it this year.
Hey, I didn't get my dinner, man, so this is my perk right
now. Nah, you're definitely going to get it. You're going to get it.
I think I was supposed to be doing it this year.
Nah, Renisha, this is
good. Because I was new, and I was supposed to be the one asking the questions, and y'all were supposed to be the one answering. I think that's what happened when we first started talking.
Do you know what's dope, Renisha? All you got to do today is win. And then next year, you're the one asking the questions. That's
there
it.
There it is. That's the truth.
I'm losing on purpose.
I'm excited. Break it down for us, Rob. What's going to happen?
So that being said, I've compiled a list. Let's see here. I wanted to make sure we got like a good number of questions in here. So I have 15 questions.
Get my Google up.
No. That's the other rule. That's the other rule. I got to see hands.
Oh, man.
Hands where my eyes can see, bro.
Already cheating.
You got to play that Busta song real quick.
Yeah.
So I got 15 questions, which will range from who am I, what year did this happen, and a host of other stuff. So
nice.
That's it. That's all I'm giving you.
You know, that's all. Well, I ain't got no years when it happened.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm excited about it. We got to get it.
We got to do it.
The end of the 15 questions. If we're tied, I have a special tiebreaker question for everybody.
That's what's up.
Okay.
So who are the contestants, Rob?
Making a real TV game.
I'm excited right now.
I'm excited too. Rob, let us know who's the contestants. Who's actually playing?
All right, so the contestants. So first off, we have here a man that you all are very familiar with. Does not hesitate to cut somebody off. Does not hesitate to. All right. In one corner, we have Mr. Darnell.
Yeah.
Darnell, say hello to the show.
Yeah. What's up? This is gonna be your champ this year. That's what's up. I appreciate disrespectful intro.
Okay, you're cut off. Mute. Okay. Next up, we have a new woman to the show coming and bringing in some flair. She is the queen of Y'all Ain't Easy.
Yeah.
You want to welcome in Miss Renisha?
Yeah. Give it up.
I don't even know what's going on here. I don't know what's going on here. I'm a winner.
All right. And last but not least, we have Mr. Jokester, Mr. Y'all Ain't Easy, Mr. Joaquin.
Yeah.
You're also
the runner-up. I will say the runner. Let me give him a little bit more.
Lucky.
Let me give him a little bit more because he deserves a little bit more than that. He also was last year's runner-up in a very close competition, won by me. But so hello to Joaquin. Say hello to Joaquin.
Yeah. AKA he lost. There we go. That's the sound.
All right, let's go.
Those ain't easy, man. They ain't easy.
I'm ready.
At all.
So let me tell y'all. So we're gonna have 15 questions, like I said. Because I care about y'all, it's going to be multiple choice. Okay.
Nice.
We're going to have four options. Now, I'm going to ask you all, do you want to go in the same order every question, or do you want me to rotate? So if we rotate, I'm starting off with Darnell, then Renisha, then Joaquin, and then I'm going back the other way.
No, we don't want to do that. Question.
Same order.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So now that we're ready to go.
Sorry, Darnell. Outnumbered over here.
It's all good. I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right. The first question.
Renisha, look
up. 2022 Black History Month trivia for Y'all Ain't Easy. What does SNCC stand for? I'm going to repeat the question. What does SNCC stand for? Renisha, I see your phone.
Yo, that is crazy.
Okay, all right, let's go.
And then Joaquin ain't even got his camera on. I don't know what's going on.
I know Joaquin. Yo, Joaquin, man.
Hey, I'm working off. I'm talking off my phone, so I can't get on Google.
Don't mean you ain't got family in the background.
I ain't gonna put my, I'm in my drawers, so I can't put my camera on, man.
It's all good.
Full disclosure.
All
so
good. Let's get it.
All right. The first option, A, the Student Negro College Committee. Right? B, the South North Combining Council. C, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Or D, Southerners Not Conforming to Chaos. So wait, you cannot answer out a question.
I don't think you finished reading the rules, so I don't know all the rules.
All right, cannot answer. So we're gonna just to repeat that. It's gonna go Darnell, Renisha, Joaquin. So after Darnell picks his option, So after Darnell picks his option, then Renisha says
that's
it.
Crazy.
Then Joaquin goes.
That's crazy. I'm like,
you can pick whatever. We got 15 questions here.
I'm going with I'm going with C. Definitely going with C.
All right, Darnell goes with C.
Yeah.
Renisha, you're up. What does SNCC stand for?
I'm going to also go with C.
What's that?
I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C. Renisha goes with C. Joaquin, the man of the hour. What do you say?
Me, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to go with A.
Joaquin goes with A, the Student Negro College Committee. And the answer is C.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nonviolent Coordinated Committee.
Yes, let's get it.
Oh,
that's what's up.
Y'all got that. I got that.
Here we go. So what I did here, just to kind of explain a little bit of what SNCC stands for those that don't know, right? SNCC sought to coordinate youth-led nonviolent direct action campaigns against segregation and other forms of racism. SNCC members played an integral role in sit-ins, freedom rides, the 1963 March on Washington, and such voter education projects as the Mississippi Freedom Summer. So that was the SNCC. Good job, y'all. Good job. So
thank you.
Count here. I have somebody got to take count of this because I can't.
I'm doing it.
Down in.
I'm doing it.
All right.
Well, since I was doing it,
you know, Darnell's keeping count. All
right. So we got 1-1-0.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it is. Let's get it.
Question number 2. Here we go. Who was the SNCC founder? Here are 4 options. Option A, Ella Baker. Option B, Rosa Parks. Option C, John Lewis. Option D, Marion Barry.
I'm going with
Darnell,
option C.
Back to you.
I'm going with option C, John Lewis.
Option C, John Lewis for Darnell.
Yep.
Renisha?
Can you repeat the options?
So the options were option A, Ella Baker. Option B, Rosa Parks. Option C, John Lewis. Option D, Marion Barry.
Dang.
D.
Option D, you said? Marion Barry? Okay, option D. Joaquin, you're up.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I only know one person.
I asked if y'all was ready. Let's go.
I'm going to say, just because it's about the racial thing, I would pick Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks. So he says B.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, you're all wrong. It's option A. It's Ella Baker.
That's crazy. I already knew it. As soon as I answered, I said I went too fast.
I was going to say I'm going to stick with my A, too.
There you go.
So you're going to do A for the rest of the trivia?
No, I would. On this one, I was going to do A again. I said, nah, let me switch it up.
So Ella Baker, for those that don't know, was born December 13th, 1903. She was an African-American civil rights and human rights activist. She was largely behind-the-scenes organizer whose career spanned more than 5 decades. In New York City in the South, she worked alongside some of the most noted civil rights leaders of the 20th century, including W.E.B. Du Bois, Thurgood Marshall, A. Philip Randolph, and Martin Luther King. So that was Ella Baker.
Salute to Ella Baker.
Yes. So we're in. What's the score now, Darnell? Can we get an update?
Yes.
Still 1-1-0.
Renisha has 1. I have 1. And Joaquin has 0.
All right. We're on number 3.
Let's get it.
Number 3. So who was the founder of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League? Okay. Was it A, Marcus Garvey? B, Stokely Carmichael? C, Bobby Seals? Or D, W.B. Du Bois?
Oh, man. This is a repeat.
Oh, this is a repeat. So you heard
you
this
before. You better get it right. You better get it right.
Man. Nope.
Can Renisha, I, don't worry. Can, don't worry, Renisha.
Can you
do not worry.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, see? You see what I'm saying?
No.
All right.
So. Yep. You know what? We're not going to do that. You asked for a repeat multiple times last year. Let's get it.
Okay. Okay. So who was the, like, this matters. Who was the founder of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League?
Okay.
Was it A, Marcus Garvey, B, Stokely Carmichael, C, Bobby Seals, or D, W.B. Du Bois?
I'm going with D.
Darnell takes D. Renisha, who you got? Renisha, I hope you're not Googling.
I'm not Googling.
She got somebody helping her.
Ain't nobody here. Can you read the names again one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay. For the third time. Was it A, Marcus Garvey? Was it B, Stokely Carmichael? Was it C, Bobby Seals? Or was it D, W.B. Du Bois?
I'll go with A.
All right, Renisha goes with A. Marcus Garvey. Joaquin, you're up.
Why she gonna take my A, yo?
Got A?
Have it too.
Let me try C this time.
He goes with C, Bobby Seals. And the answer is A, Marcus Garvey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Lord. Yeah.
Good for you, Renisha.
You had it. I knew you it. Had it. You had it.
Dang, go, I'm kicking
that's
myself.
What's up, Renisha?
Mr.
Marcus Garvey, that's what's up. My apologies.
So the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Americans Community League is a Black nationalist fraternal organization founded by Marcus Garvey, a Jamaican immigrant to the United States. Okay. And Amy Ashwood Garvey. All right, that's what that was. So I just wanted to kind of.
That's what threw me off because I knew where Marcus Garvey was from.
Yep.
And you decided to talk about Africa.
So can I get a score update?
It's 2-1-0. Renisha has 2. Mm-hmm. I have 1. Joaquin has 0.
All right.
That's cool. I like that.
It's nothing.
The next one. All right, here we go. Y'all ready?
I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right. In the early 20th century, there was a prominent African-American community that was often referred to as Black Wall Street. Mm-hmm. In 1921, white residents attacked the area and burned it to the ground. Between 75 to 300 African-Americans were killed. Where was Black Wall Street located?
Let's get it.
Oh, wait. Now, let me get through all the options. All right. So Darnell's up first. A, Detroit, Michigan. B, Little Rock, Arkansas. C, Tulsa, Oklahoma, or D, Chicago, Illinois. Darnell, you're up first. You said that with call. He said, let's get it.
I'm going with C, let's get it. C, let's get it. What?
C. Radisha?
Read them again.
Okay. Just the answers or the question too?
Just the answer.
All right. We have A, Detroit, Michigan. B, Little Rock, Arkansas. C, Tulsa, Oklahoma, or D, Chicago, Illinois. Just grab one. Just take one.
D?
D. So D, all right, she goes with D. She goes to Chicago, Illinois. Joaquin, you're up.
I'm going to be a copycat right now. C.
All right, he goes with Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Let's get it.
Yeah, Darnell looked too confident, man. He was, you know.
All right. And the answer is C, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, let's get
Ooh,
it.
Nigga, I got on the scoreboard.
Yeah. Yo, we actually had an episode about this, to be honest with you.
We did.
I remember it.
Yeah,
it
just never came out. We just had deep conversation about it.
Black Wall Street. So, So here we go. Greenwood is a historic freedom colony in Tulsa, Oklahoma. As one of the most prominent concentrations of the African-American business in the United States during the early 20th century, it was popularly known as America's Black Wall Street. It was burned to the ground in the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921, in which white residents attacked the area. Again, between 75 to 300 people, mostly Black, were killed, hundreds more were injured, and 5,000 people were left homeless. Mm. The massacre was one of the largest in U.S. history, destroying the once thriving Greenwood community. So Black Wall Street, for those that don't know, check that out. It's a really good, interesting story. It's a sad ending. But it just goes to show, you know, what we were able to accomplish. So Black Wall Street.
Black Wall Street. Crazy.
All right. All right. Number five. Oh, wait, actually, I need a score update.
Renisha has two. I have two. Joaquin has one.
All right, we in. Everybody's in it. We're still in the running. Running.
Let's get it.
We're at question number five.
Yeah, about to take off.
All right, here we go. What is largely recognized as being the main catalyst in the push for civil rights in America? I'm going to repeat the question. Mm-hmm. What is largely recognized as being the main catalyst in the push for civil rights in America?
There are options.
Option A, the burning of Black Wall Street. Option B, the murder of Emmett Till. Option C, the Greensboro sit-in. Or option D, Rosa Parks' arrest. We're going to start with Darnell.
I'm going with D.
All right, Darnell goes with D. Rosa Parks. Renisha, you're up.
I can see your mouth moving.
Sorry. I'm going to also go with D.
All right, Renisha goes with D. Rosa Parks' arrest.
I'm on the same page. That's when it all starts.
That Joaquin goes with D, and I'm glad y'all got that one. It's D. Rosa Parks arrest.
Yeah, let's
all,
get
all
it.
All you, round of applause.
Let's get it. Yes, get it. My apologies. Let's get it.
I got deuces.
All right. So by my count, it's 3-3-2.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. We're still in it.
I know Renisha on that tray.
Number six. So you'll notice a little theme. I tried to tie things in.
Yeah.
If I put one thing in another one, the next one might end up being about one of the options. So number six, the Greensboro sit-in was a civil rights protest that started in blank. When young African-American students staged a sit-in in a segregated Woolworth lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina, and refused to leave after being denied service. The sit-in movement soon spread to college towns throughout the South. Though many of the protesters were arrested for trespassing, disorderly conduct, or disturbing the peace, their actions made an immediate and lasting impact, forcing Woolworths and other establishments to change their segregation policies. What year did the sit-in take place?
Let's get it.
All right. We have option A, 1953. Yeah. Option B, 1960. Option C, 1963. Option D, 1955. Darnell, you're up.
I'm going with C, 1963.
1963, Darnell says. Renisha, you're up. I'll repeat it again. A, 1953. B, 1960. C, 1963. D, 1955. I can't hear you.
C, 63.
All right, C, 1963. So that's two for 63? All right.
Yes, that's what you heard.
Joaquin. All right, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 1960.
All right, Donnie, Joaquin says B. And the answer is B, 1960. Joaquin ties
that's
it
what's
up.
What's up.
All the that's what's up. Boys up. Get.
All right, I need y'all all to put your phones down and stop Googling. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I would have to fall right if that was the case.
Nah, you got that one by pure luck. That's what's up.
Is it really 3-3-3 right now?
Yeah, it's 3-3-3. Let's get it. Who's breaking that tie?
Rob's coming on up.
Let's get it.
Rob,
why does the question have to be?
This is what do you say?
These questions. You just have these questions of like essay questions. I feel like I'm.
Yeah, they are. Because I had to make y'all work.
Yeah, let's work.
I had to make y'all work. Y'all doing a good job. It's 3-3-3.
Yeah.
Y'all doing a good job.
Let's get it.
Look, y'all surprised. Y'all know things that y'all didn't even know y'all knew. Okay?
Darnell's on his computer.
No, I am on my computer. Looking at you.
This is how you know it gets serious. People start accusing each other of everything. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I'm ready. I'm looking right in the camera. I'm not looking down. I'm not moving around. Renisha's looking down. She's acting like she's eating. She picked it up like she was eating something now, but she was looking straight down for a straight minute and didn't do anything. I don't know what was going
on. Darnell wants all the smoke.
And got the answer wrong.
He's on the computer tapping with his toes, man.
That's how you play. You get the first answer wrong, and then you get back to the Googling. That's a strategy.
You know what's funny is, like, Darnell, every time I ask a question, comes real close to the mic, and I'm like, he got this. It'd be dead wrong. Dead wrong.
That's what's up. That's how you got to play it. Let's get it. Fake it till you make it.
I swear, right. That's why I had to go with my own answer. I had a gut for that one.
That's good. I'm literally trying to throw people off. That's what I'm trying to do. You're giving it up, bro.
All right, back to it. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. This civil rights icon lived from October 6, 1917 to March 14, 1977, and was an American voting and women's rights activist, community organizer, and a leader in the civil rights movement. She was the co-founder and vice chair of the Freedom Democratic Party, which she represented at the 1964 Democratic National Convention. She also organized Mississippi's Freedom Summer along with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. She was also a co-founder of the National Women's Political Caucus, an organization created to recruit, train, and support women of all races who wish to seek election to government office.
Thank you.
Who was this leader? Okay.
I got a feeling too, so I'm just waiting for the. No, I'm just waiting for the.
Shit, you read the whole bio. Like, damn, it's the multiple choice.
Hey, you better get it right. Here we go. So, option A, Mary McLeod Bethune. Option B, Shirley Chisholm. Option C, Fannie Lou Hamer. Option D, Augusta Savage.
I'm going with option C. Let's get it.
You're all right. Darnell goes with Fannie Lou Hamer.
Fannie Lou Hamer. Yeah. Let's go.
Don't let his dance move throw you off. Don't let his dance moves throw you off.
Yes, please repeat the name.
That's what he's doing.
Just repeat the options again for me, please.
Okay. We have option A, Mary McLeod Bethune. Option B, Shirley Chisholm. Option C, Fannie Lou Hamer. Option D, Augusta Savage.
Or B.
Boom.
B, Shirley Chisholm. B, Shirley Chisholm. Joaquin, you're up.
Sorry to say I'm going to be with Darnell on that because I realized that name. Same one. I recognize so that.
You're going with C, Fannie Lou Hamer?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the answer to question number 7 is C, Fannie Lou Hamer.
Let's get it. Come on now. That's what's up. Woo!
So listen, I need a score check.
Ah, shit.
Renisha has 3. I have 4. Joaquin has 4. Let's get it.
Oh, Joaquin close, can't have 4.
Joaquin got 3.
He came up.
Wait. Are we challenging Joaquin's number? What do we have?
I don't know how that happened. But okay.
He came back.
I see. All what right. A comeback.
Let's get it.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We're getting into it. So here we go. This leader lived from February 23rd, 1868 to August 27, 1963. He was an American sociologist, socialist, historian, civil rights activist, Pan-Africanist, an author, a writer, and an editor. Born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, he grew up in a relatively tolerant and integrated community. And after completing graduate work at the University of Berlin and Harvard, where he was the first African-American to earn a doctorate, he became a professor of history, sociology, and economics at Atlanta University. He was one of the founders of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, in 1909. He insisted on full civil rights and increased political representation, which he believed would be brought about by African-American intellectual elite. He referred to this group as the Talented Tenth, a concept under the umbrella of racial uplift, and believed that African-Americans needed advanced education to advance in the world. Who was this leader? We have A, Booker T. Washington. We have B, W.B. Du Bois. We have C, Joel Spingarn. We have D, B.R. Ambedkar.
I'm going with B, Du Bois.
Yeah.
All right. Darnell goes with WB Du Bois. B.
WB Du Bois.
Definitely B.
WB, excuse me.
Yeah.
All right. He goes with B. WB Du Bois. Joaquin goes with B, WD Du Bois. And the answer is B, WB Du Bois.
Yes, sir. Good job. Let's go.
I knew that one already because my
that's not fair. We need to switch it up.
My sister's daughter, her godfather works for them, so.
As a sociology
major.
Yeah. You're going off of my answers. Let's switch it up.
y'all cheating. All right, next up.
Yeah.
Next up.
That's not cheating. That's just knowledge.
I'm just messing
with you.
Thank
you. He hating on the smart.
Let's get it.
What's the score, Darnell? What's the score here,
Darnell? Renisha has 4, Joaquin has 5, and I have 5.
Okay. All right.
Bullshit.
Good stuff.
Get into it. All right.
What question are we at?
We're at number 9.
That's what's up.
All right. Founded in 1925 by labor organizer and civil rights activist blank, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters aimed to improve the working conditions and treatment of African-American railroad porters. I'll repeat that again. The Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters aimed to improve the working conditions and treatment of African-American railroad porters and maids employed by the Pullum Company, a manufacturer and operator of railroad cars. Who was this activist? Is it A. Philip Randolph, B. Ed Nixon, C. C.L. Delmas, or D. Thurgood Marshall?
Oh,
I think I know this. Oh.
We have 5 seconds to answer the question.
All right, I'm going with A, Randolph.
All right, Donald goes with A.
Damn it.
Renisha?
I say boo.
What do you say?
A, Andy.
I gotta take one.
You're taking
okay,
D.
Give me the names again.
All right, we got A. Philip Randolph, B. Ed Nixon, C. C.L. Delmas, or D. Thurgood Marshall. Oh, can't hear you.
She said D.
What'd she say?
I don't know.
Barbara, let me get it. What is it?
1, 2.
A?
You said she 5 seconds.
She goes A. Joaquin, you're up.
I'm going to take a chance and go with Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah.
He goes with Thurgood Marshall, and that's D. So the answer is A. Philip Randolph.
Yeah. All right.
A. Philip Randolph.
I don't know why I went back.
Jeez.
It's getting crazy in here.
Yeah.
Some BS. Darnell's in the lead. Whoa. I don't even know how this is happening. I think the game was rigged.
I thought you was almost falling for my thing, but you, whatever. All right. Renisha has 5. I have 6, and Joaquin has 5.
Well, Darnell's in the lead by 1.
Yes, let's get it. Now it's time to run.
You know if Darnell wins, you're never going to hear the end of this. I just want to let y'all know. I need one of y'all to take him out because we're never going to hear the end of this if Darnell wins.
If Darnell wins,
I'm just going to go on a leave.
You know we're going to hear about it, right? So here we go. Question number 10. This leader lived from July 2nd, 1908 to January 24th, 1993, and was an American lawyer and civil rights activist who served as an associate justice on the Supreme Court of the United States from October 1967 until October 1991. He was the court's first African-American justice.
Mm.
Prior to his judicial service, he successfully argued several cases before the Supreme Court, including Brown versus Board of Education. Who was this leader? Now I'm gonna switch up the order here just to kind of make it a little bit interesting towards the end of this.
Go ahead, right? Let's do it.
And we're gonna switch it up and we're gonna go the opposite way here, right? For the next couple questions. So starting off, Joaquin, you're gonna be first. Let me go through the 4 options and then you make a pick. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have A, Clarence Thomas, B, Leslie Lewis, C, Thurgood Marshall, or D, Booker T. Washington.
Damn. I think A.
All right. Joaquin goes with A, Clarence Thomas. Renisha. Oh, I can't hear you.
Thurgood.
All right. Renisha goes with C, Thurgood Marshall. Darnell.
I'm going with C, Thurgood Marshall.
Darnell goes with C, Thurgood Marshall. And the answer to question number 10. It's C, Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
I gotta switch it up. I'm gonna randomly ask y'all questions. I'm switching it up now. I'm switching the order up.
Yeah, makes okay? sense.
Yeah. All right, so what's the score update, Darnell? What we got?
Renisha has 6. I have 7. Joaquin has 5.
I'm back okay. down. I'm back down, down.
All right.
Baby,
got a couple questions left. Got a couple questions left. Y'all remember last year, I was down and came back, so it's not over.
That's a fact.
All right.
But all right. I wasn't playing.
Ooh, shots go. Fired. Shots fired. Here we go.
Yo, for real, he just pulled out a shotgun, dog.
Here we go. Here we go. All right. Question number 11.
Mm-hmm.
This activist lived from April 5th, 1856 to November 14th, 1915. And was an American educator, author, orator, and advisor to several presidents of the United States. Between 1890 and 1915, he was the dominant leader in the African American community and of the contemporary Black elite. This gentleman was from the last generation of Black American leaders born into slavery and became the leading voice of the former slaves and their descendants. Okay. All right. So who am I speaking about? Is it A, Booker T. Washington, B, George Washington Carver, C, Frederick D. Patterson, or D, William J. Trent? Renisha, we're going to start off with you. So I'm going to repeat the options again. Is it A, Booker T. Washington, B, George Washington Carver, C, Frederick D. Patterson, or D, William J. Trent?
A.
All right, Renisha goes with A, Booker T. Washington. Darnell, you're up next.
That's what's up.
Do you want me to repeat the names again?
Yeah, because I forgot what letter it was.
Okay, so we have
He was
A.
over there just dancing. He was just dancing. Up
yeah, but Rob like, read a whole bio out. And wasted my whole...
Not look at him. I'm telling you, don't look at him. He's just trying to throw you off. So here we
nah,
go.
I think a. I know who it is anyway, but he was over there dancing.
All right, so we got A, Booker T. Washington.
Yeah.
B, George Washington Carver.
What's up, son?
C, Frederick D. Patterson. Or D, William J. Trent.
I am going with B.
All right. Darnell goes B, George Washington Carver.
Let's get it.
Joaquin, you're up. You want me to repeat the names?
I know. I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to say A, too.
That's what's
All
up.
All right. We got A.
Good
so
job,
So you
guys.
Took Booker T. Washington. And the answer...
Get it.
To question number 11 is A.
Good job, guys.
Baby. T. Washington.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
776.
I need a score. What is
Nisha
it? What is it,
has 7. I have 7. Joaquin has 6. Let's get it.
So I have Darnell has 7. Renisha has 7. Joaquin has 6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is coming down. It's coming down to the wire. Same as last year.
Let's get it.
Same as last year. All right. I'm really proud of y'all. I just want to say.
I appreciate it.
Some smart co-hosts. I love this. You know?
Oops.
All right. Number 12. Well, it's early. It's early. So far. So far, y'all doing good. Just say it like that.
Yeah, so far.
All right.
I'm trying to catch back up.
All right. Number 12. Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka was a landmark decision of the U.S. Supreme Court in which the court ruled that U.S. state laws establishing racial segregation in public schools are unconstitutional, even if the segregated schools are otherwise equal in quality. The court's decision, partially overruled in its 1896 decision, Plessy versus Ferguson, declaring that the separate but equal notion was unconstitutional for American public schools and educational facilities. This case paved the way for integration and was a major victory of the civil rights movement.
Renisha, put your phone down.
I am not in the phone.
I'm done.
You better stop doing that. What? It's a whole bio. You can't even Google anything.
That's why I did it. That's why I did it that way, by the way.
Like, you can't even Google anything.
Well, all right. I would suggest you take your glasses off, Renisha, because your glasses are showing what you're doing.
Hey, to the listeners out there, to listen, you see how it gets close and how everybody starts going at each other's neck. I just want to point that out. That's how you know it's a close competition right here. They're looking at each other. Everybody's
I'm like lost. I can't even read. I quit. Listen to the rest of the damn question.
I hear a keyboard. I hear a keyboard.
I hear quit.
Keyboard. Who's on the keyboard?
It's getting crazy in here. It's getting crazy. If y'all could just please let me finish the question, please.
Dang,
please.
I wish I recorded this. Oh,
this is not being recorded?
No, it's being recorded, but nothing.
So if I may please finish.
My apologies.
We're going to start taking away points, Darnell, for interrupting the whole, okay?
Yeah, do absolutely. That, because he interrupted. He can go back I apologize. Down
All right.
Respect.
So this case, as I was saying, this case paved the way for integration. It was a major victory of the civil rights movement. Okay. I'm sorry. What year was the decision on the case made? So was it A, 1956? Was it B, 1952? Was it C, 1954? Or was it D, 1961? We're going to start with Darnell.
I'm going to go with D, 1961.
All right. Darnell goes with D, 1961. Next, I'm going to go to, what's this I see in my camera?
It's over.
Okay. We're going to go next. Renisha's up. So, Renisha, was it A, 1956? Was it B, 1952? C, 1954? Or D, 1961? Nope. Oh, you're muted.
Can you repeat that, cuz?
Yep, no worries. Was it A, 1956, B, 1952, C, 1954, or D, 1961?
I don't know, I'll go with C.
You said you go with C?
Yeah.
All right, 1954. Joaquin, you're up.
I'm going to go with 1961 like Darnell, because that's when everything we could vote and stuff. You know, that was the era.
Yep.
And stuff. Really couldn't do nothing in the 50s.
All right. So Darnell Joaquin go with D. Renisha goes with C. And the answer to question number 12, as we're getting to the end of this, close to the end.
Give me my point.
The answer is, are y'all ready for the answer?
Hey!
Yeah. Y'all ready for the answer?
Let's go.
The answer to question number 12 is C. Renisha got that.
That's what's up.
1954.
That's what's up.
54.
That's what's up.
I would have got it too. I don't think she hear you, because she would have been saying something right about now.
Now she's just confident. She looks confident.
You got that.
Renisha is in the lead. She has 8. I have 7, and Joaquin has 6. That's what's up.
Oh wait, Renisha's in the lead now.
Yeah, she has 8.
She came.
And my fault, because I literally guessed that.
It was 7-7-6.
I literally, Ari's in my ear.
That's what's up.
You went with your gut. You went with.
I would have got it too if I googled it, but it's cool. Let's go.
God. Let me screenshot my text history so we can get so people can see what's going on.
Hey Donnell, would you say she got somebody behind her on the computer?
She's well connected. Ari just texted her to answer because she's on the other side of the table, and Renisha had to walk away like she had to do something. So it's all good. I know the tactics.
Going on mute.
Oh man. Y'all ain't easy,
that
man. Y'all
is terrible.
They're arguing back and forth. No, it can't be 1954. No, it's 1961. No, that's what's up. Congratulations.
All right, here we go.
Let's get it.
Here we go. The home stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 13. This hero was born September 8th, 1954. Is an American civil rights activist. She was the first African American child to desegregate an all-white William Frantz Elementary School in Louisiana during the New Orleans school desegregation crisis on November 14th, 1960. She is the subject of a 1964 painting, The Problems We All Live With, by Norman Rockwell. Who is this leader? Is it A, Maria Marley Baldwin? Is it B, Angela Davis? Is it C, Patricia Harris? Or is it D, Ruby Bridges? I'm going to start this one with Joaquin.
I'm going to go Angela Davis.
All right, Joaquin goes with Angela Davis, B. I'm going to go here. Next, I'm going to go to Renisha.
Run the list again.
Is it A, Maria Marley Baldwin? Is it B, Angela Davis? Is it C, Patricia Harris? Or is it D, Ruby Bridges?
B or D?
Gotta go with one.
B.
All right, she goes with B, Angela Davis. Darnell, you are up. Do you need me to repeat the options here?
No, because I don't know why Ruby's messing with me. I'm going with B.
Goes with B, Angela Davis.
Y'all be acting up, man.
They all followed you, Joaquin. They all followed you. They went with B. And the answer to question number 13.
It better be B.
Is... Y'all all wrong. Ruby Bridges.
I knew it.
That's what y'all get.
I knew it.
She was the first child to desegregate an all-white school in Louisiana in 1960. Ruby Bridges.
That's, I could have sworn it was Angela Davis.
I should have went with my gut. I was just looking at the points and didn't want to be left behind. I admit it. That's why I said Ruby first. I lost.
Let's go with your gut, man.
I said D too, and I should have went with D.
Yeah, I went with my gut.
I lost track of what the question was, so I think by the time I get to the answers, I'd just be.
Well, Renisha, in all fairness, I think if you were being read a bio, anybody would lose track of the question, but it's all good. Let's go.
I think y'all need to step it up. I think the champ was able to do it. I think y'all need to be able to do it. So moving on to number 14.
Is this how the questions was last year?
New improved questions. Let's focus on
They weren't as long, but it was similar.
They wasn't.
Why Robin all? He keep on boosting himself up, keep on calling him the champ.
I mean, it is what it is.
He won't be after today.
So can I get a score update? Can I get a score update, please?
Renisha has 8. I have 7, and Joaquin has 6. Let's get it.
All right, Joaquin, you're coming down to the wire.
I take my 6.
All right, you're coming down to the wire.
Well, you're going to take
it. I'm doing it on purpose because I'm not hosting the next one. Yeah.
Let's get it.
Here we go. All right. This woman was born on October 20th, 1964, is an American politician and attorney who is the 49th and current vice president of the United States. She is the first female vice president and the highest ranking female official in U.S. history, as well as the first African-American and first Asian-American vice president.
That's what's up.
She is a member of the Democratic Party. She served as the Attorney General of California from 2011 2017, and that's it. So here are the options. Now, if y'all don't get this, I'm walking out.
Let's go.
I'm gonna make y'all copy me again.
Well, you're not going first, so that's impossible. Because Darnell's starting off.
Why you always gotta speak squirrel, man?
Darnell's starting this one off.
Let's get it.
Do I need to go through the options? Do you need me to go through the options?
Yeah, no, you absolutely don't. You don't need to, but I can say what my option is.
All right.
You ready?
You can say your options.
I'm going with Vice President Kamala Harris.
Okay. I was going to say, if it's wrong, that's your answer.
What letter was it?
A, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
A, Oprah Winfrey.
Shit.
C, Cicely Tyson.
Yeah.
C, Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
With D, Kamala Harris.
I believe it's Oprah, but I'm going to go with D.
Yo, shut up.
I'm going to go with Kamala Harris.
All right, Kamala Harris. All right. Renisha, y'all.
I'm going with
D. All right, D, Kamala Harris. Joaquin, y'all.
I'm going with D because she was born on my baby girl birthday.
There you go. And the answer to question number 14 is Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oprah
Winfrey. That's what's up.
We're good. Kamala Harris.
You was about to make me jump through this daggone screen, Doug.
That's hilarious.
We're good. Score update.
Renisha has 9, Darnell has 8, and Joaquin has 7.
We are at question number 15.
Is this the last question?
This is the last question, unless we tie, let me go to tiebreaker.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. In the 1960s, he was involved in the civil rights movement. First, as a member of the National, let me back up. In the 1960s, he was, In the 1960s, he was involved in the civil rights movement. First, as a member of the Nashville student movement, and then serving as the first chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC. He came to national prominence as mayor of the nation's capital, the first prominent civil rights activist to become chief executive of a major American city. He gave the presidential nomination speech for Jesse Jackson, the 1984 Democratic National Convention. After some time away, he was elected as the Council of District of Columbia. He was elected to the Council of the District of Columbia in 1992. Mm-hmm. He was again elected as mayor in 1994, serving from 1995 to 1999. Who is he? Is it A, John Lewis, B, Marion Barry, C, Jesse Jackson, or D, Al Sharpton? Joaquin, starting off with you.
Jesse
Jackson.
Look at you. I'm going to go with D.
All right, Joaquin takes D, Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Renisha, you're up.
What are the options?
Darnell's over there laughing.
I don't know what's going on, to be honest. I'm probably just
Darnell's messing with people's heads, man.
Choose a name. You shouldn't pay no attention to Darnell.
I shouldn't have paid attention to him. He's messing with my head, man, and I'm looking at him.
That's what he's trying to do.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at him. He's messing with my head. He's confusing me, yo.
All right. Let's stay focused, y'all. Let's stay focused. So I'm going to repeat the options again. Y'all ain't easy, man. Y'all ain't easy.
Yo, no, it's Darnell, man. I can't look at him, man. He need to get that little white head that I got on, man. So I don't have to see him.
All right. Let's go. All right. So is it, y'all are crazy. Y'all making me laugh now. Is it A, John Lewis? Is it D, Marion Barry? C, Jesse Jackson? Or D, Al Sharpton?
I'm changing my answer, man.
No, you're done.
I know
you're
it,
done,
man.
Joaquin, please mute this man. You can't do that.
I meant to say a different letter, dog.
You can't do that.
It's over.
Oh, Darnell. Yo, Darnell's cheating, man.
What did I do?
Renisha, Joaquin, I got something for you. I'll give you a makeup.
I don't even know the question. C, because I don't even know the question. I'm just not going to go with D.
Jesse. Jesse Jackson. Okay.
I'm going with Darnell, A.
That's who C was?
I'm going with A.
You going with A, John Lewis?
Yes.
He was super confident.
And
so listen.
I was super confident until
you probably got it right, Joaquin.
You know what? No. I don't want Joaquin to feel like he was wrong.
I know that for a fact, but he almost made me say that go Jesse Jackson. You know, all right,
so you know what? I'm gonna do out of respect for this game, and to be fully fair to everybody, Joaquin, I'm gonna allow. Go ahead. What is your answer?
It's A, because I gotta stop looking at Darnell. He just put the little white
Darnell's
man
upset.
Head up for him,
upset, but we try to be fair. We try to be fair here at the Y'all Ain't Easy Show. So Darnell, please come back to your seat. Please come back to your seat, Darnell. Please come back, Darnell. We're trying to be fair.
Darnell, please come back to your seat.
What's up? What happened?
Oh, my goodness. Look.
So we want to be fair across the board. Joaquin was given another chance. He said he was cut off. So he actually agreed with you.
What do you mean?
He said he was cut off. He said you threw him off.
He didn't agree with me. He actually chose
someone
different.
You both said A.
Wait. No.
Answer was going to be A until Darnell started moving around in his dad going seat and stuff.
Let's recap this. Let's get this back just so we know what's going on.
Hey,
here.
If I lost that one, I lost that one. I know it's A for fact.
All right. Joaquin, for a fact. All right. So Renisha said Jesse Jackson. Darnell said A, John Lewis. Joaquin said for a fact, A, John Lewis. And at the end of the day, you're all wrong because it's me, Mary, and Barry.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Oh, so Barry was wrong.
That's false. That's false. It's not no Mary and Barry. No, it's not.
It absolutely was Mary and Barry.
It's not no Mary and Barry.
It's all good. It is
John Lewis. Give me my point.
And, you know, and that was a trick question I put in there. Not really a trick question, but to be honest with you, a lot of people associate Mary and Barry with the negativity. Like if I had said, you know, crack cocaine arrest, I think people would have remembered Mary and Barry, right? But I purposely didn't put that in there because there was so many things that Mary and Barry accomplished before, you know, that happened in his career, you know, that he should be remembered for. And like people always trying to figure out why was Mary and Barry reelected so many different times? It was because of the work he did before that happened. So that's the reason why I left that part of it. Question
so you tricked us in that one.
I wanted to give that man his flowers. That was all.
No, you cheated in that one. That one was ridiculous.
do we want one more? I got one more. I got one more. We could do it.
I mean, we might as well. Renisha's in the lead right now, so we'll let the person in the lead decide. Right? We just did 15.
I do have a tiebreaker. If y'all got a problem with that last one, we got one more.
It's no tie.
It's not a tie.
I want Renisha and Donnell to win.
Well, I ain't going to win because
day,
Renisha got
the
lead.
At the end of the day, Renisha, I'm going to ask one more question. I feel good.
I can tell.
This is the last question. It's the last question. All right. The Black Panther
good.
Party.
He feels good like James Brown.
I don't have to answer this because we agreed to 15 questions.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, she didn't.
There is no tie. There is nothing to break here. So let's go ahead with the question.
Okay, the Black Panther Party. Originally, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense was a Marxist Black Power political organization founded by college students Bobby Seale and Huey Newton in October 1966. The party was active in the United States between 1966 and 1982, with chapters in many major cities and also internationally. Okay. Upon its inception, the Black Panther Party's core practice was its open carry armed citizens patrol, cop watching to monitor the behavior of the officers in their local police department and challenge police brutality in the city. From 1969 onwards, a variety of community social programs became its core activity. Okay. The party instituted the Free Breakfast for Children programs to address food injustice and community health clinics for education and treatment for diseases, including sickle cell anemia, tuberculosis, and later HIV/AIDS. It advocated for class struggle with the party representing the vanguard. So where was the Black Panther Party started? Was it A, Sacramento, California, B, Little Rock, Arkansas, C, Mobile, Alabama, or A, Oakland, California? Renisha, you can go first. You're not in it. You're not in it. Okay. This is Darnella Joaquin.
Let's get it.
I'm going to say Alabama.
All right. Joaquin goes to Alabama. This is just for fun, by the way, because Renisha did win.
I'm going to Oklahoma.
All right. That was not one of the options, but you were still wrong.
What did you say? What did you say?
Rob is doing
No. Did you say Oakland? You said Oakland, California, right?
I said Oakland, California.
Oakland, California is what I meant. I apologize.
Yeah, but that's not what you said. So you are wrong.
Oh,
sir.
But you can give other people chances. Got it. That's what's up. I appreciate it.
He got that, Rob.
This game is a dub.
Of the 2022 Black
Come on,
History
buddy.
Month
Come
is Oakland,
buddy.
California. The winner of the 2022 Black History Month Challenge.
Wait a
is
minute.
None other
what was the
Renisha
answer?
Can we get the round of applause, Donnell?
That's bullshit. You know what's up.
What was the answer?
That shit would have tied up. You know what's
it
up.
Was Oakland, it was Oakland, California.
Yeah,
Oakland, California.
I bet you it was.
Not Oklahoma. Oakland, California.
I'll take that. That's
Donnell
what's up.
Feel like you got soap throwing on it.
It's all good.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man.
Congratulations to Renisha. That's what's up. Congratulations,
congratulations, Renisha. Congratulations. This is one of my favorite, man.
You don't sound right.
I see you was really excited today, cuz.
I was.
What's up? What did she win, Rob? Did she win anything?
Renisha, I will pass on the dinner that I did not receive for my win last year.
No, so you're gonna get your dinner.
She gets the dinner that I never received for my championship last year.
Well, let's keep
congratulations.
Can we be real with it? Like COVID stopped that because we couldn't go into those restaurants out there in New York, correct?
I seen you multiple times, my brother, but that's okay.
Could we go?
That's okay.
At the time, we couldn't go there. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's what's up.
That's but, all good.
Rob will still be getting his dinner. Renisha is now getting the dinner, so we're going to have to all meet up and go out. That's what's up.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. Since, you know.
So I appreciate y'all. That is the 2022 Black History Month Trivia. We'll be back next year.
Yeah, yeah.
You and crew. Renisha will be asking the questions. The first champion will be back in it. Rob will be back to defend his crown.
I'll see
y'all next year.
Once again, that was some good questions, Rob. I like that.
Yeah, shout out to Rob for taking the time to make that that question in bio. And he gave, we appreciate it, man.
My questions ain't going to be multiple choice.
Oh, no. Whoa.
We got to give Rob a hand.
The theme is multiple choice. But that's what's up.
You got to give Rob his hands to the plugs. Let's hear it.
Rob. Yeah, there we go. Give it up for Rob.
Rob.
Appreciate it, Rob, for you taking the time.
No worries. Can I say one other quick thing real quick?
The floor is yours.
So for those listening, if you are interested in Black history, even the options that I threw out there in the questions, although they may not have been the answer to the question, you can Google those individuals and find out what their contribution was to the civil rights movement in our African-American history. So all these individuals that were named in our questions actually had a part in the movement for us as a people. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
All right.
Thank you guys for tuning in to our Black History Trivia, a second annual Black History Trivia. We're going to keep this going. This is a nice way to end Black History Month. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you check out our episodes. We drop on Friday. We're going to be dropping this episode. Actually, you'll be hearing it. We'll be dropping it on Monday. Today, I guess. That's what you would say. But thank you guys for tuning in.
Last day of Black History Month.
Last day of Black History Month. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So please make sure you check out our episodes. We drop on Friday. You can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Follow us on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our Instagram and Twitter is y'all ain't easy_podcast. On Facebook is y'all ain't easy and RJD podcast. Make sure you check us out. If you need to email us, you can email us at y'allainteasy@gmail.com. You can also make sure you comment on our post. Let us know how you feel about our episodes. We greatly appreciate it. I see now that on just like Apple Podcasts on Spotify, you can also rate our podcast, and we appreciate it if you listen to our episodes that you would also rate on whatever platform you listen to. Right now, I believe you can only rate on Apple and now Spotify. So give us 5 stars. We would greatly appreciate it. Other than that, I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
Rob, it's your boy, Joaquin.
Girl, Nisha.
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.